Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name on tonight, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Listen, I just love that song, Open Heaven. And I'm telling you, every time it comes on, it just shifts the atmosphere. I mean, really, when you think about it, we are under an open heaven. Listen, people of God, it just shifts the whole atmosphere for me. Amen. So I just bless the Lord. I give God thanks. I give God praise on tonight. I bless his holy name. And we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I don't know about you people of God, but I just feel good, good, good in my sanctified soul. I feel good on tonight, amen. I feel the presence of the Lord already. God has been good to us. He's been good. We bless him. We thank him for it, for all that he's done for us in this week. As you know, we have entered into the Sabbath of the Lord. And I just bless him tonight. I bless him reflecting already over my week in the goodness of the Lord. And I tell you, God has been good. I have no complaint. God bless you tonight. Welcome, people of God. Come on in. As you're coming in, we want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, invite someone to come with you as we're welcoming you, getting ready, getting our hearts prepared, getting our minds prepared for the word on tonight. Getting prepared for what the Lord is getting ready to do. We know he's about to do something great in this hour. And I don't know about you, But I have great anticipation for what the Lord will say and what the Lord will do in the midst of us on tonight. God bless you tonight. Wherever you're listening from, wherever you're tuning in from, we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome you. We want you to feel welcome. We don't want any distractions. Mm-mm. We want you to come with an open spirit, open mind, open heart on tonight for all that the Lord will say. Now it's time to exhale. It's time to exhale. Just release everything of this week. Just release everything, all of those stressors, those pressures of the day. Just release it and let it go as we come now into the presence of the Lord. Listen again. Go ahead and invite someone to come on in. We just want to thank God for those of you that have already come in. We want to thank God for our international listeners, those that are listening from afar but yet so close. We thank God for you on tonight, wherever you're listening from, whichever country you're listening from, whether it be Trinidad, Canada, Bermuda, Tortola. Listen, wherever you're listening from, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, wherever you're listening from, wherever Africa, Sierra Leone, Africa, wherever you're listening from, listen, people of God, there are just too many to call, more than 60. We just bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight, for he is truly expanding our borders. As you're coming in again, we just want to say welcome. We just want to greet you with a welcome on tonight. Greet you with a God bless you tonight. Greet you with a we love you tonight. We appreciate you on this night. God bless you tonight with our listeners that have dialed in. We thank God for you. Our listeners that are listening on Facebook, we thank God for you. Those that are listening as well on Blog Radio, thank God for you. Those that are listening on our ReArc Prayer Group 52, we thank God for you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming to join us. Those that have, again, dialed in, we thank God for you. Listen, people of God, you keep coming, and I tell you, it's a blessing. You keep coming, glory to God, and we're just yet doing what thus saith the Lord. We're yet producing because we have one goal in mind, to win the lost at any cost, to present a word to a people that you would hear the voice of the Lord and God's speakers on tonight, whether it be a solo or his speakers that he bring forth on this platform. We want you to hear the voice of the Lord. We want you to hear the call of the Lord, because the Lord is getting us ready, people of God. We're not just coming to be coming, but we're coming with a purpose. We're coming to, first of all, be saved. We're coming, glory to God, that we will prayerfully go on. Listen, go on to receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. We are coming because it's the word of God that prepares us and shapes us and molds us for the kingdom. We want to be like him. We want to be like him, as the scripture declares, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ be formed in you, each and every one of you, each and every one, amen, all of us, that Christ will be formed, glory to God, that we will get rid of the sinful nature and that we will put on Christ, that we will walk truly in the newness of life. Yes, take us out of ourselves. Yes, Lord, glory to God, deliver us. We got to be delivered from ourselves. Yes, sir, because we're born in sin and shaping in iniquity, as the scripture declares. But once we put on Christ, yes, Lord, hallelujah, the new man, the inner man is renewed day by day. So we thank God for you tonight. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Thank you for your coming. Thank you always for your coming to be with us. Glory to God. As we say, we pray that you brought your faith. We pray that you came with open hands, open hearts, open spirit unto the Lord, because the word is the word of God that washes us and cleanses us and purifies us. So we thank the Lord tonight for we've come. We're intentional, and we pray that you're intentional in your coming as well unto this open heaven, because, people of God, he's making us. We're on the potter's wheel. So we bless the Lord tonight. Thank God for you. Listen, if you haven't already, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight. This is a recorded line. As always, we want to let you know it is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of it this broadcast afterwards. And it's absolutely free. Doesn't cost you anything. And we want to thank God for those of you that are yet sending out these broadcasts. We just want to let you know your work is not in vain. But we're always receiving our report where people are clicking on these broadcasts days, listen, up to 1 year, 2 year, 2 years ago, people are still clicking on these broadcasts and they're still being blessed. So we want to let you know someone is listening. Glory to God. So continue to send, because it's the word that does the work. Isn't that right? Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him. We glorify him on tonight, thanking him for my leaders, all of my leaders on tonight. Glory to God. We just bless God for them. We bless God for your leaders, people of God, on tonight. We thank the Lord for the body of Christ at large, just thanking him for our advisors, our prayer warriors on tonight. Glory to God. And all that the Lord has sent to this outreach ministry to be a blessing. People of God, we can't do it all by ourselves, but this is the Lord's work, and he knows to whom, glory to God, he has put into whose hand, whosever hand. So we bless the Lord for all hands on deck. Yes, coming to be a blessing, coming always to be a blessing for you, for the people of God. And we just thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again, we pray that you get your hearts ready. Go ahead and get your paper, get your pen, your paper on tonight to take your notes. Glory to God, because surely the Lord shall speak. And we want to hear what does set the Lord on tonight. Isn't that right? Yes, that's right. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Get positioned, people of God. Get positioned. Get positions. Remove all of the distractions on tonight. Glory to God. Just find you a quiet place. Find you a quiet place that you can hear and that you can listen attentively so that you can give an earnest heed to all that the Lord will say. Yes, and as you're coming in, people of God, don't come in by yourself. Come in with someone else in mind, someone else in your spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Perhaps you've heard situations or circumstances that other people are carrying. Glory to God. But we come before the throne of grace on tonight because we know that we can obtain help. We can obtain help, help, help. And everything that we need, glory to God, is in him. So people of God, tonight we want you to go ahead and prepare your hearts and your minds. On tonight we will, by the line, we'll prepare our hearts and prepare our minds. Glory to God, to go in before the Lord. Psalm 66 and 18 declares, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Listen, somebody needs to look that up, because sometimes people just have a tendency that they can just come before the Lord any kind of way. No, 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 no. No, ma'am, no, sir. It doesn't work like that. If we have iniquity in our hearts and unforgiveness and bitterness and hatred and all of that stuff in the God, the Lord said, if we regard iniquity, if we hold this stuff in our heart, how would the Lord hear us? Mm-mm. We have to repent. We have to get it right. We have to go before him with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts. Glory to God. And then the Lord will hear us. Yes. And listen, anytime we go before the Lord, people of God, the Lord deals with us first. We see ourselves first. We see ourselves first. Ah, glory to God. So we bless him. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift up your hearts on tonight. Come on and lift up your hands on tonight. Glory be to God as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. People of God, just bring your hearts in. Bring your minds in on tonight. Bring your hearts in. Bring your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Let us go before his presence with singing, entering into his courts with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just take a minute. Just take a minute and bring it. Just bring it all in now. Bring it all in. Glory to God. Bring it all in, people of God. Bring it all in on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the song says on tonight, glory to God. Bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his own. Oh yes, oh yes. Holy, I'll bless his own. Holy, I'll bless his own. Holy, oh, holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, come on and bless the Lord on tonight. Come on and bless him tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lock in on tonight. Come on, glory to God, and lock in on him tonight. Glory be to God, the goodness of God, the goodness, hallelujah, the righteousness of God. Just come on and lock in on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you this night. Father, we glorify you in your awesomeness. We bless you on tonight. Father, we bless you for who you are. Because of who you are on tonight, we do give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Glory to God. For all praise, all honor is due unto you. And we're just coming on tonight, oh God, to bless your name one more time. We're thanking you for life. We're thanking you for health. Thanking you for strength on tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God, for soundness of mind. We're blessing you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for hearing the call that you will assemble us in this place one more time. And Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise on tonight. We thank you tonight for your goodness. We're thanking you for your loving kindness. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight, for had it not been you, oh God, on our side, where would we be? Father, had it not been you on our side, oh God, we would be consumed by the enemy. But we're thanking you tonight for how you kept us. You kept us all day long. You kept us all night long. Father, you kept us, and for this we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you, oh God. We bless you one more. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight, glory to God. We bless you on tonight, oh, glory to God. Father, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you tonight. We bless you, glory to God. We bless you, hallelujah. We bless you this night, oh, glory to God. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. We're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us, oh, God. We're asking that you would sanctify us now. We're asking you to cleanse us, oh, glory to God. We're asking that you would cleanse us now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you this night, anything that we've done wrong, anything on tonight, Father, that we've said wrong, wrong. We're asking you to forgive us now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would cleanse us and purge us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to purge us tonight in thy precious name. Oh, glory to God. We're asking you to make us ready, glory to God, to come before your presence. Make us ready, glory to God, to hear what you would say unto us, your people, on tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God. We're asking you on this night, higher. Yeah, God, we're asking you to look upon this line. Look upon us, each and every one, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you know, Father, what we have need of before we even ask. And we're asking you tonight, glory to God. Father, we're asking you tonight to meet needs. We're asking you to meet needs on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, meet every need, every desire. We're asking you to move by your spirit, move by your power, move by your anointing tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, move in the earth, move in the north, move in the south, move in the east and the west. We're asking you to move by your spirit tonight in thy precious name. Glory to God. Father, we're asking that you move in your awesomeness. We're asking you to move in your power tonight. Glory to God. But there's nothing, oh God, that we as mortal men, oh God, can do, but it's only by your power, only by your anointing. And we're asking you to rectify on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will make every crooked place straight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to go down on the inside, way down on the innermost of us, oh Messiah. Glory to God. Father, we're asking you tonight, we're asking you to sanctify. We're asking you to sanctify each and every one of us in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to do it, oh glory to God. Father, do it tonight and make us ready. Father, do it tonight that we might hear with clarity on the night. We're asking you to do it tonight in thy precious name. Father, that you are sharpening us as sons of God. We're asking you, glory to God, to draw us nigh unto thee in thy precious name, oh God. Oh God, the deep calleth unto deep. Father, call, oh glory to God. Oh God, cause your people tonight. Cause us to hear, oh God, the voice. Cause us to hear your voice on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you tonight to remove every distraction, every fuss on tonight that will try to come against your move. Father, tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh, Father, by thy spirit and by thy anointing on tonight, glory to God, we cancel every plan of the enemy. We cancel every assignment of the enemy in thy precious name, oh God. For we rise on tonight. Glory be to God. For you called us to sit in heavenly places in thy precious name. And we take our places as sons of God. Hey, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we rebuke the plan. We rebuke the plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to strengthen tonight. Oh God, strengthen Zion. Strengthen Zion tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, strengthen your people. Oh glory to God. We're asking you to heal tonight, for you are Jehovah Rapha. We're asking you to heal tonight in thy precious name. In thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you to heal tonight. Heal bodies tonight. Heal minds. Heal souls on tonight, oh God. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Oh, glory of Messiah. Father, show yourself strong. Father, show yourself mighty. Move on tonight. Move in provisions tonight. There are those on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, needs that must be met. Oh, God, and you can do it. You can do it tonight. Do it, hey, God, by your spirit tonight. Move on your people tonight. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, glory to your name. Father, do it tonight. Do it tonight, hey, God. Oh, God, let your peace tonight. Let your peace rest upon this land. Let your peace rest upon this people. In thy precious name on tonight. Father, we're asking that you are saved tonight. That you are saved to the utmost. We're asking that you are delivered tonight. Hey, God of Messiah. Father, let us not leave this land the same. Let us not leave the same, tonight. Fill someone tonight with your precious Holy Ghost. Fill tonight. Hey, Shekamama Mama. Oh, God, say, hey, son of Osa. Oh, Father, fill tonight. We're asking that you would do it. Do it. Hey, God, someone desires a closer walk. A closer walk with you. Someone desires just a closer walk. Hey, Shandana Bahaya. Oh, God, on tonight, tonight. Father, meet every need. Look at the love of Osa. Oh, God, hear the heart's cry on tonight. Father, we're lifting up marriages before you. We're lifting up families before you. We're lifting up children before you on tonight. We're lifting up the house, hold of faith on tonight. We're lifting up leaders before you on tonight. We're lifting up nations before you on tonight. Father, look upon the nations tonight. Look upon the nations, hey God. Look upon the nations tonight. Father, we're asking that you move in your righteousness. Move in your truth on tonight. Father, do it. Hey, glory to God. We're asking that you would do it tonight. Do it tonight. Father, do a new thing. Oh, glory to God. Father, let us not, oh, God, again, let us not leave this line the same way that we came. But pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Pour out your spirit on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Give us. Father, give us a refreshing on tonight. Give us a refreshing on tonight. Father, quicken us tonight. Quicken us by your spirit. Quicken us by thy truth. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking that you would bless the speaker on tonight. Father, bless and stir your word in the belly. Yeah, God. Stir your word. Stir your word on tonight. Stir your word on tonight, Father, and sip up your word. Father, we're thanking you now for strengthening your servant. Thank you for strengthening your servant. Glory to God. Strengthening, yeah, my Messiah. Strengthening, yeah, God, even for this precious anointing. We thank you now. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Glory to God. Cause it to have recourse among us tonight. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you now. We thank you for the lifting. We thank you now, oh God, for the liberty wherewith you made us free. We thank you now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Glavasaya, we thank you. Glory to God for meeting every need. Thank you for bowing down thy ear unto us, your people. Thank you, glory to God, for moving. Thank you for moving, oh God, in healing and deliverance, oh God. Thank you for moving upon the souls of men, oh God, those that are broken, those that are torn, those that are, oh God, sitting in grief. But we thank you tonight. We're lifting them all before you. Glory to God. And we say, have your way tonight. Have your way. Glory to God. Move in the winds, we pray. Move in the winds all over the land, we pray. Glory to God. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise for what you're about to do. Thank you for your divine ordination of this day. We thank you, glory to God, for everyone that you brought to this platform. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you now. Father, we say, let your will be done. Do what you will in the midst of us. And as sons of God, we do forbid backlash of the enemy. In advance, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation. We forbid it tonight. And we're thanking you for your precious shed blood. Glory to God upon each and every one of us. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We thank you. Glory, glory. Thank you for your word. Glory, hallelujah. Cause it to fall on good ground. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart tonight, every heart tonight, every heart tonight. Say amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I have great anticipation of what the Lord will say and what the Lord will do on tonight. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory to God. And at this time, we're going to ask, glory be to God, we're going to ask Sister Mary Holland if she will come. Glory to God with our scripture reading for tonight. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you, Sister Mary. There you are. God bless you.
Giving honor to God, to our Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 12th chapter of Matthew, the 33rd through the 37th verse. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. I read to you the 12th chapter of Matthew, the 33rd through the 37th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. And the word of the Lord, glory to God, is sure. Amen. And we give God thanks on tonight. Glory to God for the full word on tonight. Glory be to God. I tell you, people of God, that's just a message right there, even so, in itself. But we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him tonight. We're so grateful to be back here on Friday night. Glory to God. So grateful, so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on tonight. We just want to ask you one more time. Glory to God. If you've not invited anybody, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. If they don't have, amen, the ability to log in, let them know they can Google Prayer News Network and they can listen to the broadcast from the web, or they can go to our PNN page, our PNN Facebook page, or the New Ring Prayer Group 52 page. They can listen there as well. And we just want to just, again, thank all of our listeners. We bless God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, truly there is a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and give way, get ready for our speaker on tonight. We're just so grateful for this man of God committing himself to be with us. Glory to God on a set schedule. And it's such a blessing. And we have been so blessed by him on tonight, people of God, coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Applied Word Ministries. People of God, we want you to set your heart, set your mind on tonight to receive what the Lord will say unto us. We want you to receive none other than Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for everything. I thank you, Lord God, for all the people that are on this line right now, Father. The people who are hurting, the people who are looking for answers, the people who are just curious about what this line is all about, Lord God. I bless your name, Lord God. And Father, as we go again before you, I thank you for another opportunity to just minister to these, your sheep. I thank you, Father, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted, and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. Father, I pray that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords, and you will think through my mind. And I ask that it be none of me and all of you. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord. Thank you for everything that you're doing in the lives of your people and all over the world. I thank you for this Prayer News Network, Lord God, that you're going to use mightily in these last days to change the hearts and change the minds and change the directions of people who are seeking you, wondering if you are real, wondering if this word is real. Father, I just give you praise for it right now, that healings, deliverance, soberness and soundness, setting people free. Set them free, Father. You love them. And we give you praise and honor and glory for it right now. In Jesus' mighty and precious and holy name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, the only way you can ever listen to the Word of God is you've got to have a Bible. You've got to get in these scriptures and you've got to look at this Word. This Word is where all authority, all power, and all might is. This Word was there in the beginning, and this Word is here now, and this Word will last forever, because thy Word is truth. I want you all to turn to, let's turn to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Psalms 91 is one of my favorite psalms. I call it a prayer of protection. A prayer of protection. Psalms 91. Turn there. We're going to see if we can get a little bit more understanding of just how much God loves us and how he protects us. Psalms 91, I'm reading from King James Version here, and we're going to break it down. I'm going to show you some things in Psalms 91 that we all should be aware of, and we all should remember as we get closer and closer to the return of the Lord. You know, the Word of God says that as in the days of Noah, so shall the end be. Well, in the days of Noah, everything was going on. All kinds of wickedness in the earth, things that were unimaginable. And unfortunately, I believe we're heading in that same direction right now. As in the days of Noah, so shall the end be. Even God knew then that when this thing was going to wrap up, it's going to be just like the days of Noah. And we all know right before Noah went into that ark, God had put a flood on the earth, and only Noah and his family and two of every animal survived. Only them survived. I couldn't even imagine what was happening that day. It took Noah almost 100 years to build that boat. Most people don't know that. Can you imagine building a boat on dry land for 100 years and people ridiculing you and criticizing you, thinking you're crazy? Building this huge boat and no one understanding why you're doing it. All you know is God told you to do it, and you're doing it. So you're just simply obeying God. The ridicule will always come when you obey God. A lack of understanding, but we cannot be, we have to have faith. We cannot fear what people say, or even if people don't understand. We just got to simply do what God tells us to do. And that's what Noah did. And right before the flood came, Noah had done everything God said. And I believe God had to close the door. And that's what we come up with, you know, whatever door God shut, no man can open. And I'm sure while Noah was in that boat and they were floating on that water, I'm sure they heard screams of people outside drowning. People probably knocking on the door of that boat or knocking on it, let us in, let us in. And even Noah, in his compassion, couldn't even open that door. Why? Because God shut it. God shut that door. And there's no man can open it, not even Noah. God knew what he was doing. That Noah and that flood, the Holy Spirit shared with me many years ago, it's similar to a rapture. They were raptured up. They were above the earth on all that water as the earth was being flooded. And I say that to say that we need God's protection. Go to Psalms 91. Psalms 91. And I'm going to begin to read. Verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place. When you dwell somewhere, you abide there. Your home's a call of dwelling place because you live there. That's where you abide. But listen to this. He that dwelleth in the secret place, the secret place. The secret place is a place that you spend time with God in your prayer closet. It could be a room. It could be a closet. It could be your car. It could be your bathroom. It could be anywhere, but is your secret place the time where you spend with God, where you talk to God, where you pray to God, where you get into the Word and get into His Scriptures? That's the secret place. And God says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that's God, shall abide the shadow of the Almighty. When you abide, that means you remain, you stay, you're fixed. See, you remain, you stay, and you're fixed. Many years ago, the Lord had blessed me or led me to do something that I had never even thought about. And by the Spirit of God, I took a portion of my home and I made it my secret place. It's a place where I go and pray. It's a place where I go and talk to God. It's a place where I go and worship God and praise God. And God wants us to abide there. See, the Word of God says that the things you do in secret, God will reward you openly. We've got to start doing a lot of things in secret. People don't need to know what you're doing. Get up in the morning early and get in that secret place. The Word of God says that those who seek me early shall find me. Those who seek me early shall find me. You looking for God? Get up early in the morning. Specifically, and the Holy Spirit showed me a mystery many years ago, and I'm going to do a teaching on that, but not right now. Specifically around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, or what the scriptures refer to as the fourth watch. The fourth watch. There's a mystery in the Bible about the fourth watch. And I know a lot of you may not understand what a watch is, and I will explain that. But a watch is like 3 or 4 hours. And there are watches throughout the day. And I'll get into another teaching on that. But there is a mystery about the fourth watch. You get up the third or the fourth watch, and you spend time with God alone. It's the quietest time of the night. It's just you and God. Just get in his presence. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. That means remain the shadow of the Almighty. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, if I'm standing beside someone in the sun, I'm going to cast a shadow, right? That shadow means I'm present. The God is present. That's what he's saying, under the shadow of the Almighty. That means his presence is there, because you can't have a shadow without the presence. You cannot have the shadow without the presence. So he that dwelleth in the Most High shall abide, remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. This is what you're going to say of the Lord. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. In him. In him alone. Not in man. Not in your job. Not in your family. Not in your friends. Not in people, not in your money, not in your stuff, but in him will you trust. Trust in God. Trust in God. That's what he's saying. Get in that secret place. Abide in that secret place. Stay stable and fixed on it. And then you say these words, Lord, Lord, you're my refuge and my fortress. A refuge is a place of safety. A fortress is a place that is a strong place of defense. You are my place of safety, my strong defense. You're my God, and in you and you alone will I trust. Now look at this. As a result of this, surely, verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. What's the snare of the fowler? It's a trap. It's traps that people set for you. It's traps that wicked people set for you. You know, a snare of a fowler back then was a trap set for birds. That fowler is like birds. They set a trap to catch those birds. And from Norseland, pestilence. Pestilence is like sickness and disease. A pestilence today is like COVID. That's a pestilence. That's a sickness or disease. It's coming around killing people. That's pestilence. Anytime you see that word pestilence, you think about sickness or disease. So God is saying, you know what? Get in my secret place, stay there. Make it a habit. Get up, set your clock, get up, because, you know, that sleep's going to be trying to keep you there. But God says, look, get up. I'm here to tell you, when you begin to practice this, your life will never be the same again. Get in the Word. If you don't know what to pray, go in there and pray the scriptures right back to God. And I'm going to show you how to do this in Psalms 91 when we finish. God said, put me in remembrance of my word. It ain't like he needs to be reminded. He wants to get it in you. Because as you speak it, as you confess it, it gets on the inside of you. I love what the young lady just read, the sister just read in Matthew. I don't know if you guys caught it, but at the end of that Matthew, it was talking about basically out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever's in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. God already knew that. But you got to pour it in your heart. When you pour it in your heart, you speak it. When you speak it, faith comes by hearing. You speak it, your ears hear it, and hearing by the word of God. It gets down in your heart. That's why a lot of times we need to speak it back to him. Not for him, but for us. So we can hear it. And as we hear ourselves speaking it, faith will come, and we hear it going out in the atmosphere. We're speaking it, we will hear it, and then it'll get on the inside of our hearts. And that's what God wants. That's why we got to get into this word, because God wants this word in our hearts in abundance. Because when this word is in our heart in abundance, then our mouth is going to speak the word. Whenever we get in a crisis, the word going to come out. That's what God, that's how it works. God wants the word to come out. The word should be the first thing to come out of your mouth. But you got to pour it in before the Holy Spirit can pull it out. See, you got to pour it in. God wants us to pour it in. The way we pour it in, we speak it. I will say, look at that, I will say of the Lord. What are we saying? I will say, oh, he's my refuge. Oh, he's my fortress. He's my God. In him, and only in him will I trust. I'm saying it. God wants us to say it so we can hear it. When we hear it, it gets on the inside of our heart. And then out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth is going to speak. It's almost like a system. It's a process. That's why it's so important that we hear the word. We hear the word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See that? Faith comes by hearing. You ever wonder why God didn't say just see the word? There's something about speaking the word. Yeah, we can look at the words. We can look at the scriptures. But there's something about saying it. When you say it, you hear it. When you hear it, it comes through and gets on the inside of your heart. And out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Now, that's also in reverse. People in the world, you don't have to know. When they say something and come out of their mouth, it's coming out of the abundance of their heart. Before I was into the word and I was saying all kinds of crazy stuff, whether they curse words or whatever, that's what was on the inside of me. So that's what was going to come out of me. What's on the inside is going to come on the outside. Eventually, it's going to manifest itself. You know, sometimes people try to deceive you and act like they like you and they act like this and they act like that. But listen at them closely. Eventually, out of the abundance of their heart, their mouth is going to speak. That's why God wants us to renew our mind by speaking his word. When we speak his word, it gets on the inside in the abundance of our heart. I will say of the Lord, verse 2, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. Now, do you get a picture of a bird there? Get a picture of a bird or eagle or whatever. Cover you under his feathers. You know, a bird protects their little birds, the younger birds, they cover them under their feathers. They keep the bad weather from them. That's how they protect them. They put them under their feathers and under their wings. Under their wings shall thou trust. Watch this. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. A shield is what a soldier carries. A shield and a buckler is what a soldier carries. His truth. What is his truth? His word. See, God's word is our shield. God's word is our buckler. God's word is what protects us from the ways of the world. That's why in one of the scriptures in the Bible, you know, God says, the centurion soldier says to Jesus, speak the word only. Because he understood that that word carried power, and that power carried authority. Saw Jesus, and Jesus said that was great faith. Jesus said, oh, my goodness, that's great faith. I did a teaching on that, the faith activator. How do we activate our faith? We just simply believe the word, and we act on it. You want faith to be activated, believe the word. Everywhere I did that teaching that showed you, when Jesus said, thy faith made you whole. Jesus didn't say he made you whole. He said your faith made you whole. What was your faith? You believed the word, and you acted on it. The lady with the issue of blood, she believed the word. She said, if I could just go up and just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Right? She went through the crowd, wasn't even supposed to be out there. Touched the hem of his garment, and she got healed. And Jesus said, thy faith has made you whole. See, we have a part to play. We have a role to play. We have something to do. And that's what God is waiting on us to do that. He said, cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shall we trust. His truth, his word, his truth, shall be our shield and our buckler. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Listen at that. You notice how violent the world is becoming? More people are killing more people, more murders, more robberies, more rapes, more kidnappings. It's just getting bad. It's getting real bad, just like the days of Noah. So shall the end be. That's why I know the return of the Lord is near. I don't know the day, the hour, the time, and I'm not going to even try to guess it, because the word of God says that no man, not even Jesus himself, knows. The only one who knows is the Father. But there are signs that God has left us. There are signs. There are signs. And one of the greatest signs, one of the greatest signs that is going to occur that shows that we're in the last days is the gospel of the kingdom will be preached. And that's taking off right now, the kingdom, the kingdom. So John was preaching about the kingdom. He was preaching about the kingdom. The kingdom of God is near. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Jesus preached the same thing. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom, the message of the kingdom, is going to become more and more prevalent in these last days. That's how I know we're accelerating toward the return of the Lord. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. I think about the arrow like a bow and arrow, but I also think about gunshots. So even though this psalm is talking about bow and arrow, he's talking about weapons being used and night and day, hearing gunshots night and day. You shall not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the, watch this, pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. All that sounds bad. You got shootings in the morning, shootings in the middle of the day, pestilence, sickness, and disease walking in darkness, and destruction at noonday. All these things are designed to bring fear. Fear. Fear is one of the devil's greatest weapons. Because if he can get you scared of something, it paralyzes you. Keeps you, you're so scared, you just don't know what to do. You're shaking, you're anxious, you're nervous, when God said be anxious for nothing. But through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. See, God didn't give us the spirit of fear. God gave us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. So we're not to be afraid of anything. Why should we be afraid of anything? When we have the spirit of the living God on the inside of us, we have the power that resurrected Jesus from the dead on the inside of us. We have all authority. God gave it to us in the book of Genesis, all power. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt us. But we're still walking around afraid. Why? Because we haven't renewed our mind with the word of God. And the only way to renew your mind with the word of God, you get in that secret place and you open this Bible up and you start getting in the scriptures and you start asking the Holy Spirit to teach you. Teach me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And why can we ask the Holy Spirit to teach us? Because he's been sent here to lead and guide us into all truth. And what is truth? Thy word is truth. See how God ties it all together? It's all connected. The word of God is the only truth there is in the earth and the only truth there ever will be in the earth. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Verse 7, a thousand shall fall at thy side. Look at that. 1,000 will fall at thy side, but watch this, and 10,000 at thy right hand. I thought that was very interesting. God put in there 1,000 at the side, but 10,000 at the right hand. Not the left hand, but the right hand. Why do you think he said the right hand? Who's seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty right now in heaven, interceding on our behalf? Our Lord and Savior Jesus. Jesus is on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Jesus, who died on the cross for us, who shed his blood for us. Some of us weren't even born or conceived. And he died on that cross. Most of us weren't born or conceived when he died on the cross for us. He shed his blood. He paid the price for our sin. He paid the price for our sin, the only price that could be paid for our sin. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But, there you go, let's contradict it. But it shall not come near us. Look at that. It shall not come near us. Why? Because we're dwelling in a secret place. We're talking to God. Every day, we're pouring our heart out before God. Every day. I'm not saying you're going to be a perfect person. You're going to try to the best of your ability to live a clean life. But when you have given your life to Christ and you have messed up and done something you shouldn't have done, you know what God calls that? Unrighteousness. Why is it called unrighteousness for a Christian? But it's still called sin for a non-Christian. Because we've been forgiven of our sin. See? He, Jesus, he became sin for us. He who knew no sin. So that we, watch this, could become the righteousness of God in him. The righteousness of God in him. So we're righteous. We're not, watch this, self-righteous, because we didn't make ourselves righteous. Our righteousness came through the blood of Jesus. He became sin for us, he who knew no sin, so that we could become righteousness of God in him. So we're the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of God. So for those of us who are born again, we are the righteousness of God. For those of us who have not been born again yet, we're not the righteousness of God. We're still operating in sin. And God knows, and I'm not saying sin and unrighteousness, that sin is sin. But we have a way to get cleansed. We have a way to get cleansed, those who are born again. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to, watch this, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, God already knew that even after we became a Christian, we still was going to have some challenges. We still was going to be committing some sins, but he sees that sin as unrighteousness. It's still sin, but he sees it as unrighteousness because now we're in the family of God. But he knew we're in a fallen world. So he already knew that was going to happen. So verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. For only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. God's going to show us the reward of the wicked. We're going to get to see the reward of the wicked. everyone out there who's getting over, doing all this stuff that they shouldn't be doing, and for those of us who's looking at them saying, wow, that just doesn't seem fair. You know, that they just getting away with it, Lord. What, you know? There's a psalm in there when a guy was, you know, I love how real the word is, how real the scriptures are. Because in one of the psalms in the scriptures, there was a guy who was kind of whining and complaining, like, God, you know, they're dogging your name out. They're doing this and they're doing that. And it really bothered him. And I could identify with that. When you see people just getting away with stuff and just doing stuff and they're getting over and they're living it up, and you out there doing the best you can, you're struggling, you're trying to live right, and it just seems like you just can't get ahead, and each other are just doing what they want to do, and it just doesn't seem right. And there was a scripture in the Bible, and it blessed me when I read it many years ago. And then it says he saw all this, and he was talking to God. He was kind of whining and complaining to God, and he's like, and then he said he walked into the sanctuary, and he saw therein. God said, Yeah. Looks like they're getting away with it, don't it? Yep. Dogging me out, dogging my name out, ridiculing you for being a Christian, saying you believe all that fake stuff in the book. And yeah, but I'm going to show you their end. I'm going to show you where they're going to end up. And that's what he said. And then I saw their end. And that's what he's saying here. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward. God calls it a reward. The wicked are going to get rewarded for their wickedness. Look at that. And that's not going to be a good reward. It's not going to be a good reward. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now watch this. Because thou hast made the Lord. Now look, now he's transitioning this. You're going to see the reward of the wicked, but watch this. As a result of you making the Lord, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, my safety, my place of safety, even the Most High, thy habitation. The Most High is God, which means my habitation. I look at that both ways, and praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a double meaning there, too. Habitation is like a living place, but let's look at that word a little bit more. Look at that word a little bit more. Let's take off the A-T-I-O-N on that. If you put your finger over the A-T-I-O-N on the habitation, you have the word habit. God said, make it a habit to spend time with me. Make it a habit to spend time with me. Don't just do it every now and then. Do it on Sunday. Don't just do it on Friday on the Prayer News Network line. Do it every day. Make it a habit to spend time with me. And then I'll bless you. Those traps that are set for you, I'll make sure they don't prosper. Those bosses who don't want to give you that raise, I hold the heart of the king in my hand. I can turn it to and fro. They'll show you favor, and they won't even know why. Those people who just don't like you, they'll start treating you with respect, and they won't understand why. Because you spend time in the secret place, see? You got to spend time in a secret place. God will move on your behalf. When you make it a habit to spend time with God, I'm here to tell you, he will move on your behalf. He will do things. Things will start happening in your life, and you won't understand it. Just, I dare you. I dare everybody on this phone call, start spending some time with God. Start praying early in the morning. Start getting into these scriptures and just reading them. You've got to take all day to read them. Take about 10 or 15 minutes. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. I challenge you. And you watch what God will do. You will be coming on this phone line giving testimonies after testimony. I tried it, I did it, and it worked. Yeah, the word always works when you work it. The word always works when you work it. Work the word. But if you don't work it, well, I mean, you got a part to play. You got a part to play. God said it is finished. Jesus is seated. He's in the position of being seated on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He ain't standing up getting ready to do something. He done did everything he's going to do. It's up to us. We got things to do. Start praying. We got to get in his word. We got to start getting some understanding. We got to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. We got to get involved with the local church. We got to stay on this Prayer News Network line and listen to all these words, these sermons, and all these things that are going forth over this phone line that God has allowed you to be blessed with, to hear, to listen to. Freely we receive, freely we give. Nobody's going to judge nobody. We're all in the same boat. But start spending time with God. I challenge you to do that. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall you. Uh-oh, look at that. God is going to give you all the promises of what's going to happen because you spent time with him. You took the time to get in his word. You took the time to learn his word. You took the time to meditate in his word. You took the time to pray. If you don't know how to pray, just pray the Lord's Prayer. Prayer is simply talking to God. But God taught us in his word how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If you don't know how to pray anything else, pray that. But then if something's bothering you, something's heavy on your heart, talk to God. God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to pay this mortgage. These people are trying to take my house, and I got these three kids in here. I'm doing everything I can do. I need your help. I need your help, Lord. I trust you. I don't know how, who, what, when, or where. But I do know you love me, and I love you. And I'm spending time with you, just like the man or woman of God said, I'm trying to do this, Lord. I'm trying to work this word. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. I heard that earlier. You know, that's our motto here at the ministry. The doers of the word are justified, not the hearers only. Be ye doers of the word. This is in James. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Watch this. Deceiving your own selves. See, when you hear the word but don't do the word, you're walking in self-deception. Because you've heard some that you're not going to even do. You know how it is. There's a lot of stuff we know how to do it, but do we actually do it? We hear, we get excited, you know, we jump, we yell, we hoop, we holler, we dance. But until this word becomes a life, it'll never become a reality. It's got to become a part of your life. It's got to be something that you practice every day. And if you don't know to do nothing, that's to spend time with God. Just spend about 10, 15 minutes, then increase it, you know, 30 minutes. Eventually you'll get up to an hour or however long you want to, you know. Spend time with God. Spend time with God. Spend time in his word. Open that book up and just start reading. That's the Holy Spirit that teach you. He'll teach you. It ain't going to make sense starting out, but you know what? The more you get into it, it's going to start making sense. The more you spend time at your church, the more you spend time on this line, God will begin to answer questions that you have of him in the secret place. Well, Lord, I don't understand this. Then you jump on PNN line on one of these days this week, and all of a sudden one of the speakers start talking about the very thing you had a question to ask God about. That's God answering your prayer. I know you don't understand that, so I'm gonna say it to you. I'm going to use somebody to say it to you. Oh, you might hear it on the radio while you're driving in the car. Turn the radio on, and all of a sudden you're on one of the word stations, and the very question you ask God in the secret place, he's answering it. That's not coincidence. God knows everything. He's everywhere. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise. He's all over the planet, not just the United States, everywhere, everywhere. There's nowhere God's not asked Job. Job tried to run from it. Everywhere he went, God was there. If I go to the highest of the highest, you are there. If I go to the depths of the ocean, you are there. How are you going to run from God? How are you going to run from God? I'm going to say that again. How are you going to run from God? You think God don't see everything that's going on in your life? God sees what's going on in the booth, in the back, in the corner. God can see in the darkness. Don't cut the light out. Think he can't see you. You know what light does to darkness? It shines, it exposes, and it reveals. It shines. Never forget that. Light shines, exposes, and reveals. God knows our heart. All right. Verse 8. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Watch this. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Plague. COVID was a plague. Now, there's a plague on the earth. People dying, dropping dead all over. It's a plague on the earth. See? Stay in that secret place because there's going to be plenty of other plagues that come on the earth. But outside of COVID, and some are going to be even more deadly. That's why you got to stay in a secret place because you're going to have a hand of divine protection. There's nothing that God don't know. God knows the cure to cancer right now. God knows the cure to COVID. God knows the cure to everything because he God. Sometimes God has allowed certain things to happen in the earth for a reason. It's all a part of his plan. I don't understand it. It's a part of his plan. But I do know if this book is telling me to stay in his secret place, then I got to have some protection.
And a gun ain't going to always be the thing that you're going to have for protection. You might need some angel protection around you, protecting you. Yes, there are angels. There are invisible beings. Yes, they are real, and they can protect you. Maybe they save you from a car accident. Maybe they, by the Holy Spirit, decided to say to you, don't go the same way you went home today. Go the other way. God be directing your steps. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Ordered by the Lord. That means he can either tell you to go this way, you can listen, or he can just direct you and lead you in that way. Because he knows that there's danger down the road, so he's going to, you know, protect you with safety. That's my child. He spends time with me. Yes, he gets up faithfully every morning and talks to me. And sometimes he'd be in there falling asleep, but he'd just be, you know, just trying to do what he can do. God knows us. He knows we're human. Jesus walked in this, you know, in this flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's why Jesus had to take on flesh so he can become more like us, so he can identify with us. As humans, he can identify with us. He felt our pain. He felt our sorrow. He felt our joy. He knows what we're going through. He had to do that. That's why he had to come through the womb of a woman. He had to come through Mary, taking the Word, became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son. All right? Jesus is the Word. Okay? There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. Look at all these protections. For he shall give his, there it is, he shall give his what? His angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. All our ways. I'm going to do a teaching on ways too. Last Friday, we jumped in the book of Proverbs, and I told you there are paths and there are ways. Paths and ways. God has laid out all these paths and all these ways. And when we get on a certain path, we're headed for a certain destination. And when we get on a certain way, we start walking a certain way, we're headed for a certain destination. But the good news is we can get off the path if we're on the wrong path. And we can get off the way if we're on the wrong way and get on the right way. But he done laid it out. He says, you go on this path, this is where you're going to end up. Pride comes before fall. You get on the pride path, the fall is not too far along. Keep staying on that. You'll see it too. I've seen it. They're passing their ways. But he said, give his angels charge over thee. Watch this, to keep you in all thy ways. You want those angels to keep you on the right way, not the wrong way. The right path, not the wrong path. They, those angels, shall bear thee up in their hands. Thou dash thy foot against the stone. God's like, look, I'm going to protect you. Yeah. I'm going to just say this. Dash your foot against the stone. I think about stumping your toe. I don't know how many of y'all ever stumped your toe. You're walking around, and all of a sudden you hit your toe on something real hard, and it hurts. Man, it hurts. God says, I'm going to be protecting you so much, you ain't going to be able to stump your toe. You ain't going to be able to dash your foot up against the stone. That's the level of detail God wants in our life, especially when we spend time with him. Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet. The young lion and the adder. And I need to study that out. I haven't studied it completely, but what I'm getting from this verse is any type of danger that's coming to you or towards you, you're going to overcome it. Why? Because God is with you. Because he has set his love upon me. Look at that. Now, why is God doing all of this? All this protection. All this protection. You have a part, verse 1, all you got to do is dwell in the secret place and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And here's your other part. You got to say of the Lord, he's my refuge, fortress, he's my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall I trust. His truth will be my shield and my buckler. I ain't going to be afraid for the terror by night nor the arrow by day. See this? God is telling you, this is your part. Now here's my part. Because he has set his love upon me. So God said, I'm going to set my love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. Listen at that. God is talking. Because he has set his love upon me. God says, because you set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Deliver him from what? Whatever's trying to harm him. Any hurt, harm, or danger that's coming near him, that's what he's going to deliver you from. Hurt, harm, or danger. Any type of hurt, harm, or danger. You and your family. But God's going to protect you. Because why? Because he has set his love upon me. Isn't that interesting? God calls it love. You say your love, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has, watch this, known my name. So God is saying we set our love upon him when we spend that time with it. Look at that. You want to show God that you love him? Spend time with him. Spend time in his word. Get in his word. Get in these scriptures. I'm telling you, this God said, because you set your love upon me, see, it's the things that you do in secret, God rewards you openly. People don't know what you do in the secret. That's why you have to be careful how you treat people, because you don't know who you're talking to. You don't know if they got a strong relationship with God or not. You don't know what's going on in their secret place. Still try to come against you, but you know, you don't know what's going on in their secret place. That's why you got to spend time with it. A lot of stuff we don't have to go through. All we got to do is start spending time with God, because God already knows. You know, God knows everything, okay? And sometimes God will allow us to go through things, but that's the point. He allows us to go through. We don't stay in. It feels like we're going to stay in it, though, especially if it's something that's really painful and hurting us, or something that we have a lot of anxiety about, or we don't have a clue of what to do, you know? But I'm here to tell you, when you spend time with God, you can go through that thing in peace, not in pieces. God will keep you in perfect peace. What kind of peace? That's that peace that surpasses all understanding. See? You ain't going to even understand. Why am I so peaceful about this? I should be losing my mind, all this stuff hitting me. I'm getting hit from this angle, from this angle, from this angle. I've experienced it. I'm telling you. I should be going out of my mind. I don't know what, you know, anxiety settles in. But I'm at perfect peace. I don't have a care in the world. You know why? Because I know God's got it. I said, God, this is on you. They on me. No, this is on you. I don't know what to do. All I know is I'm going to continue to stay in your presence. I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to stay in your word. I know you're going to work it out. And if God allows you to go through it, that's just it. You're going to go through it. But when you go through something, you come out on the other side versus staying in it, and it feels like it's never going to end. See? God said, yeah, I'm going to take you through it in total peace. Now, why you got that peace? Because of Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's why you can have peace, because God is with you. He's with you. He's always with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Some of you are right now on the phone line. You thank God to left you. No, he ain't. He's right there. He's waiting on you. But thank you, Father, for never leaving me. Thank you for telling me that. I needed to hear that on this phone tonight. I got so much going on, and I have no idea what to do. But you do. You already knew I was going to be going through this. You already knew I was going to be on this phone line tonight. You knew I was going to hear this word. You knew I was going to take it and act on it. I was going to try it out if nothing else. Because I hear this guy on the other end of this phone, he talking like he know you intimately. And that's what I want. I want that in my life. I want to have that peace. I want to walk in peace, not in pieces. Part by everything in the world. That's what I want. So give me that sense of peace. And God saying, yep, I got you. Just spend time with me. Spend time with me. You'll be coming on this line giving testimonies. You know, I started doing that. Girl, look what God did. Man, he did this, he did that. You know, my boss came in the other day and told me he'd been thinking about giving me a promotion, and he did it. Well, you know, those folks from the mortgage company called me up and said, oh, you know what, we made a mistake. You're actually not behind. We're going to give you money back. You done overpaid. God can do that. And that's just too simple. Or that doctor said you had cancer. And when they went back and did another MRI, they can't find it. They don't know what happened to it. Of course, they're going to blame the machine. They're going to give God the glory. Well, maybe the machine was messed up. They can do what they want. You know God did it. God is a God of miracles. See, it's a miracle to us, but it's every day to him, especially for those who trust him and those who spend time with him. God, I don't know what to do. I've been before God and said, Lord, I don't know what to do. You know? My boss in there, he tripping. This was years ago. He in there tripping, Lord. What am I going to do? I said, well, you already know what to do. You've been in the Word. What do you mean I know what to do? If I knew what to do, I wouldn't be over here talking to you. Well, you know what to do. You're just not doing it. What am I not doing, Lord? Well, I told you in my Word that, you know what, pray for those in authority over you. You're not praying for it. You're praying, but you're not praying for him. See, I need you to pray for him to keep your heart right. Pray for those in authority over you. Why? So that you may lead a quiet and peaceful life. You ain't got no peace because you're not praying for it. I told you how to get your peace. Start praying for it. You waiting on me to do something that I told you to already do. Remember, I said it is finished. I'm seated on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. I'm in the position of sitting down, not in the position of standing up. You know what to do. You've been in the Word. You read it in the Word. Pray for those in authority over you so you may lead a quiet and peaceful life. You also saw in the Word where it says, I hold the heart of the king in my hand, and I can turn it to and fro. Who's the king, the person in authority? Whoever's in authority over you, God has allowed them to be placed in authority over you for a reason. Whether they're good or bad, don't matter. But you know how to work the Word and allow God to change their heart towards you if they have any animosity to you. You got to get in that secret place, and you start talking to God, and you get in that Word, and you abide, and you stay in that. And every morning you get up and you spend time with God. And I'm here to tell you, God will change your life forever. People will look at you and wonder why you have so much, watch this, favor on your life. Favor. People use that word favor. That word favor means God, it's like grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor. What's favor? Seems like you got the advantage over everyone else. You do have the advantage because you're spending time with God. And those who are not spending time with God, they're not going to have the advantage. You want to get the advantage in life? Spend time with God. God will show you mysteries. He might even give you ideas, concepts, and insight to a business that will blow up. God can do that because he knows everything. He knows everything. Why would we not tap into the one who created all things, including us, by the way? We're the creature. He's the creator who's forever blessed. Amen. He knows everything. It blows my mind even for me because I had to learn that. I'm like, man, what am I doing? Every answer we need is in this book. Every answer. But this is God, this is the mind of Christ. It's like God poured out his mind and put it in his book. He's like, well, nobody ever opens it, right? You know, open up the book, spend time with me, and I'm gonna make these words alive. I'm going to teach you things. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. My name, what name that is above all names? The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Verse 15, he shall call upon me. What? Look at this. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Look at that. Look at that. Look at these benefits from just spending time with God in the secret place. When you call upon him, he'll answer you. Ever seem like God ain't answering? Like, I'm praying. Are you spending time with God? Are you developing, watch this, a relationship? I didn't say be religious. There's a difference. See, you can be religious about anything. That means you do it over and over again. Don't be religious. Have a relationship. God wants your life. He wants your life. He wants your heart. He wants you. And the only way to do that, you got to develop a relationship. And the only way you can develop a relationship with a person, you got to spend time with them. And the only way we can spend time with God, we can't go up, fly up to heaven and say, hey, God, I want to hang out with you. You know what I'm saying? Let's just chill together. Well, no, we can't do that. But we got his word. And the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. That's how we spend time with God. We spend time in his word. God said, you want to know me? Get in my word. I'll show you things in that word that will blow your mind. Mysteries. Things that have been, watch this, hidden for us, not from us. The See, the people who don't know God, the people who haven't accepted Jesus, the people who are not born again, they can't discern or understand spiritual things. To them, it's like gibberish. Before I was saved, this Bible didn't make no sense to me. Even after I first got saved, I still had to be taught it. I had to get under a good teacher or get under a good preacher or and spend time in the Word myself. And the more, little by little, the Holy Spirit began to teach me little things at a time, and then it started all making sense. And as I spent more time with God, the Word just started coming alive, and God started connecting it. It's like He's connecting the dots. You'll start seeing things in it that, okay, this is what you meant by this. And I will ask God a lot of questions. God, what does that mean? Man, I don't quite get that. I would talk to Him like I'm talking to you all on this phone. Some people may think I'm crazy. I never heard a voice or anything like that. I got an unction. I want to, that maybe that's not a good word. You guys may understand what I'm saying by unction. You know, you just got a sense. Okay, let's flip to the book, and the Holy Spirit put me on a page that I answer that question, and I say, wow, okay, this is what He means by it. This is what you're saying. Not that God can speak to us in a voice. He can, but I think most of the time He don't do that because it'll probably scare us. We'll probably jump scared. I think one time in my life I heard God call my name, and it felt like somebody was in the room with me, and there was no one in the room with me. It was an inner voice, but I heard it crystal clear, like somebody was talking to me. That was the only time I believe in my heart that I heard from God. He just called me. My wife was in the other room, so it was just me and her. We hadn't had our daughter yet, so it was just us, and I was laying across the bed reading a book on the Word, a very interesting book, and I was getting some understanding of some things, and I was like, wow, this is good. And I had my Bible right there beside me to kind of confirm what I was reading. And I heard that, and I was like, wow, okay. And I jumped up, I was like, whoa, okay. But see, I believe God, though, not that, once again, I think it's not that God can speak to you like that, but I was, you know, I had a conversation with God. I said, God, you know what? I don't have to see no angels. I don't have to hear your voice. I can just get into this Word because I might be a little bit afraid. I think He knows that about me. I have a personality. God speaks to us a lot of times in our personality, too. He made us all different. So, you know, God speaks to us in our personality. That way we can identify. So He'll speak to you, you know. Like, you know, I talk to God like I'm talking to y'all. And sometimes I'm very sincere, very real. God, you know, I know I shouldn't have done that. I need to repent of that. Boy, that was messed up. I let my flesh overtook my spirit. You know, you said in your Word that the only thing you'll find in the world is lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. So I know that sin, or what you call unrighteousness, because I am in the body of Christ, I am your child, I need to be cleansed of that unrighteousness. So I need to confess. It said, the Word of God says, confess your sins unto Him. He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's like, God, I need to go take a shower and get this unrighteousness off of me. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, not that you don't know what I've done, but I'm going to let it come out of my mouth. Because I don't want to stand in front of God one day and have Him tell me anything that I haven't told Him already. I want to cleanse my heart. I want to make sure I'm right before Him. I can't stand in His presence. Like Sister Bradley said, you can't just enter into God's presence any kind of way. You have to just be cleansed, you know. And even, I think the scripture in the Bible, God says, you know, if you got aught against your brother and you come in to bring an offering, put the offering there and go forgive your brother first and then come and offer the offering. Unforgiveness is a big one. For those of you all out there who got unforgiveness in your heart, you need to clear that thing up right now. It's blocking your blessing. It's blocking your blessing. God cannot deal with a person who walks in an unforgiving heart. He loves you and He wants it, but you got to get rid of that thing. It's eating away at you. And some people hold on to unforgiveness for years. Years. You know, and for those people, you just kind of pray for them, say, Lord, you know, I had some family members who did that, and I said, Lord, you got to move in their heart. You know, even God said in His Word, you know, if don't let the sun go down on your unforgiveness before people. You know, I think that was for a husband and wife. You know, you got to forgive each other. Somebody's got to say, look, I'm sorry, I missed it, I was wrong, you know, forgive me, Lord. Once again, you guys understand, we're all in a fallen world. This world is a fallen world. When Adam and Eve sinned entered into the world. And just because we're saved and born again don't mean we ain't going to have the temptations and the things that are around us. And sometimes we're going to win the battle, other times we're going to lose the battle. But we got to keep our eyes and our hearts cleansed before Jesus. And that's why it's important to get in that secret place too. Because you can go in that secret place and you can tell God all your secrets. It ain't a secret to him. Maybe a secret to everybody else. But you can tell him, like, look, I need to come in here and confess this to you. I got to get right. Cleanse you of that unrighteousness, forgive you, and you can keep moving. Keep your heart pure before God. God can do that. He can work with you then. So he said, call upon me, and I'm going to close on this. I will answer him. God said, I'll answer you when you call. So a lot of us calling and feels like he's not answering. We got to spend some time with him. He still can have mercy and answer you, but he wants your life. He wants you to spend time with him. He said, call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Look at that. You're in trouble? God said he'll be with you. No matter what the trouble is. Trouble is trouble. Whether it ain't no big trouble and live trouble, like there ain't no big sin and live sin. Still $1 million, you're still a pimple. You're still stealing in God's eyes. We always try to, I love how we are humans. We try to give things a level. Anyway, keeping it real. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. Look at that. I'm going to bring you out of it. You ain't going to stay in it forever. You're coming out of it. And I will honor you. I will deliver you and honor you. See, sometimes people attack our character. God said, I'm going to deliver you and honor you. Now, this is this last verse of Psalms 91. Look at this. Good God Almighty. We're going to pause. I'm going to read three words. With long, long life. You want your life extended? Start spending time with God and getting in his word. With long life will I satisfy him. Not only are you going to be living a long life, you're going to be satisfied. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Look at that. Look at that. Look at all the benefits that we have. The Psalms 91. That's just one psalm. One psalm. So I'm here to tell you, spend time with God. Start praying Psalms 91 back to him. If you're in trouble, you feel like you got to bring peace to your heart that will surpass your understanding. You won't be like, oh, no, for some reason I ain't concerned about that no more. How do you pray Psalms 91 back to God? You come in there and you open the book and you pray it back to God. I'm going to give you an example. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you that I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I thank you that I abide, remain stable, and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of you, Lord, you're my refuge. Father, you're my fortress. You're my God. In you and you alone do I trust. You will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the Northland pestilence. You're going to cover me with the feathers under your wings, and that's why I will trust you. Your truth, your word, is my shield and my buckler. As a result, I ain't going to be afraid. I'm not going to be afraid for the terror by night. I'm not going to be afraid for the arrow fly by day. I'm not going to be afraid for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that waste at noonday. Father, you said that 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it won't come near me. And only with my eyes, Father, you said that you will show me the reward of the wicked. Why? Because I made you my refuge. I made you the Most High, my habitation. As a result of me doing that, no evil is going to befall me, and nor any plague going to come near my dwelling. Because you gave your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I'm going to tread upon the lion and the adder. The dragon shall trample under my feet. Why? Because I set my love upon you. Therefore, you will deliver me. You will set me on high because I've known your name, the name of Jesus. And, Lord, when I call upon you, you said that you will answer me. You will be with me in trouble, so I know you're with me. You will deliver me and you will honor me, and with long life will you satisfy me and show me your great salvation. I thank you, Father. Thank you for all those promises. I thank you, Lord God, that you're with me. You will never leave me nor forsake me. I thank you that you're going to satisfy me with long life. I thank you, Lord God, that I trust in you. I trust in you. I made you my habitation. I dwell in the secret place with you. I talk to you. I pray to you. I know you love me. You're going to protect me because you said it throughout this word. And I thank you, Father, for that. I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the name that I've known because I have known your name. You said that at the name of Jesus, every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord. And you said that his name was above all names. There's no name that is above Jesus. And Father, I just thank you for that. That's how you talk to God. You talk to him in his word. You pray his word back to him. You put him in remembrance of his word. Years ago when I used to do that, I used to say, my Lord, you said this. I didn't say this. You said it. So you put this book here. I was in a time of, I was going through a hard time many years ago, and I'm going to share this with you all. And I'm going to tell you something. In my secret place one day, I was a little frustrated. I was a little frustrated, a little mad at God because it didn't look like he was doing anything. It looked like he was moving. I went in my secret place, and I was a little upset. And I'm going to tell you what I did. I took my Bible, and I slammed it on the floor. Literally threw it down on the floor as hard as I could. And then I stood on top of it, and I said, now, look, God, I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your word. This is my foundation. I believe this word. But you know what? It doesn't seem like nothing is happening for me, and I'm going through, and I need your help. It doesn't seem like you're doing anything. Now, you can tell me right now if this word is true. I know it is true, but I need you to tell me right now this word is true. Because if this word ain't true and this is a lie, let me know right now so I can go out here and kill, steal, and destroy and die and go straight to hell. That's what everybody else is doing, and they're getting over, and they're having the time of their life while they're on this earth. But I know that's not true. Good God Almighty, then God that moved, when I tell you that, I think there was a time that I had got unemployed. That next week I got a call for a job, and I worked that job for the next 18 years. But let me tell you something. I don't even remember even applying for the job. The lady called me out the blue and said, we got your resume here. Really? Okay, well, what is this? Now, and look, this is what she said. These were her words. Just show you how God moved. See, that was showing God faith. I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your word. See, sometimes we got to get angry with and say, look, is this word true or not? Let me know. Let's keep it real. If this word is not true, let me know right now so I can go out here and kill, steal, and destroy like the rest of the world is doing and have the time of my life because they look like they're having fun. They're out there robbing, raping, killing, stabbing, murdering, and getting away with it, you know, scamming. And it looked like that. Yeah, it looks like that. And it looked like they have no. And remember, until you enter into the sanctuary, then you will see their end. You're going to see the reward of the wicked. Now, I'm saying, God, now I'm trusting this word. I'm standing on this word. You got to let me know something. You got to move. And like I moved the hand of God. We can't do nothing to cause God's hand to move. It was just interesting. Within a week, I had a job. And the lady called me out the blue, and I worked that job for the next 18 years. And when I tell you, I'm going to tell you how it happened. The first thing she asked me was, okay, Ms. Cannon, we got your resume. What is your salary? What do you want your salary? Wait a minute. You didn't even interview me. Why are you asking for a salary? We just need to know your salary requirements. That's it. Oh, I guess okay. So I was like, I'll tell you what. If you will just give me about 5 or 10 minutes, I need to go check with someone, and I'll call you right back. Give me your number. Okay, now we need to make a decision on this, so call me right back. She gave me a number. You know what I did? I went and prayed. I went and prayed. Now, God, I've been out here looking for a job and nobody calling back. And in a few interviews I did have, when I called back to check on them, it's like, why are you calling us? We said we'll call you. Basically quit bothering us. I was like, wow, man, what is up? I got all this pressure on me, got this mortgage coming, got my daughter's tuition due. Got car notes, you know, just pressure, you know. And what do you do when you don't know what to do? You stay in God's word. You get in God's word. That's what the answer is. That's what the answer is. It's in the word. It's in his. It's in the secret place. It's abiding and remaining stable and fixed in that habitation. I'm telling you all a true story. And when I tell you this, it blew my mind. So I only prayed about it. I said, now, Lord, this was my prayer. I said, Lord, now, ain't nobody been calling me. This woman called me out of the blue. I don't even remember applying for this job. I don't know what to tell her in terms of salary. I know what I used to make, but, you know, I don't want to tell her to scare her off because I really need this job. if I say too much, then it might scare them. You know, that's what our mind is thinking. Our mind's like, man, I really need this job. I ain't heard from nobody. I got to get this job. But, you know, I don't want to go in. I said, now, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. Because I ain't hear no voice or nothing. The Father, you know, you said at that moment, all we have to do is open our mouth and you'll put the words in it. So I'm going to need you to put the words in it. Whatever you say, if you say a dollar, that's what I'm going to work for. So I got back on the phone. I'm kind of in anticipation. I'm wondering what I'm going to say. I have no idea. All I know is God know I need this job, and he didn't open up this door, and I got to walk in it. But it's got to be his doing. It can't be me doing it. So when I opened my mouth and I gave her the range, of course it was less than what I had made before. But I was like, that's okay. Okay, well, that's what you want me to make. And she said, okay. She's like, okay. All right, well, that's all we need to know. We'll be in touch. I'll call you back. We'll be in touch. So I hung up the phone. I said, okay, cool. I didn't think nothing else about it. Within 10 minutes, that lady called me back and said, we need you in for an interview tomorrow. I was like, okay. And even when I got there, let me tell you, when I drove there, I was still nervous. I'm like, okay, so this is like, okay, I know God opened up this door, and okay, I need this job. You know, I really need this job because I got all this pressure on me. People calling me on the phone. I'm telling them, look, you do what you got to do, all right? I mean, I'm trusting God. I don't have a job right now. I'm looking. But whatever you need to do, you do. See, that's when you know you got to stand in presence because you need God's hand of protection. People trying to call you up and threaten you because you owe them money and all that. You better be in the presence of God. Some of y'all like that right now. See, I'm keeping it real with you because most people don't tell you the reality of it. But I'm free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. And when you're free, you ain't worried about what anybody thinks about you. You're worried about what God thinks about you because all that matters is what he thinks about you. I sat there and I said, okay, cool. I got the job. I went up there, drove up there. Matter of fact, that's where I met Sister Bradley at. It was at the Board of Regents. That's where we met at. And see, God already had a plan. He got me in the door. I was nervous. I out in the parking lot before I walked in, I said, now, Lord, I don't know what to say when I go in here. I said, but you know what they need to hear. And when I got in there, things started coming out. One thing led to another. Next thing I know, the guy said, yep, we want to hire you. And when can you start? I said, next week. I started next week. And the rest is history. But I'm trying to tell you that's how God's words work. But it took my act of faith. You know, I'm not saying that move God, because we can't move the hand of God, you know. But I am saying I believe it triggered something. Just like that woman with the issue of blood triggered something when she went out there to touch Jesus' hem of his garment. Just like that centurion soldier who told Jesus, you know, speak the word only, and you don't have to go to my house and speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Just like those people who lowered that bed through the top of the roof when Jesus was in that house speaking, they tore the roof off, lowered the man who was sick down in the bed through the top of the roof so he can be put in the front of Jesus. And Jesus said, thy faith has made thee whole. So sometimes it takes an extreme act to trigger something. Either you're going to believe this word or you're not. Either you're going to spend time with God or you're not. You have the answer now. You've always had the answer. It's been right there in front of you in this book. Now the answer is, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Then I'm going to end right there. Father, I thank you. Once again, you have blown my mind with what comes through me, not comes from me. Only through the Holy Spirit, even things that I have said out of my own mouth has blessed me just hearing it, because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. For those on this phone line who took the time out to call the PNN Network tonight, I pray to the Lord that you bless them. I pray that those that hear it will actually try it. I challenge them. I pray that when they try it, you were moved, and the joy that they will have in their hearts will be unspeakable. Lord God, I thank you that we are living in the last days, and you want people to know that this word works. This is not just going to church. This is not just being religious. This word works. We just have to make this word a life in order to make it a reality. And you've told us everything we need to do right here in your word. Make spending time with God the habitation. You said it. Dwell in the secret place. Dwell in the secret place. Father, I pray that those who hear this will dwell, will begin to dwell, they will make it a habit to spend time with you. They will make it a habit to, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, you know, it doesn't take much. It takes faith, faithfulness. God said if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain. The mustard seed is the smallest seed on the earth. It don't take much. God says that that's all you need is that faith. You want to believe God, I want to say trigger the miracle. It's throughout the Bible where these people actually believed the word and they did something. They believed the word and they acted on it. Act on it. I challenge you. Father, and how grateful we are for this word tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you for delivering this word to the hearts and the minds of your people. For those of you all who are out there who are not saved, those of you all who haven't given your life to Christ, this is your moment. This is your time. It's waiting for you. You can hear all of this, and you can like what I've said, but God wants your life. Give your life to Christ, and then I challenge you. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I challenge you. And the way you can do that is very simple. It's just to pray a simple prayer. Pray a simple prayer and give your life to Christ. And you can pray this prayer with me. I want you all to bow your heads for those of you all who want to get saved on this line. You can bow your heads and close your eyes if you like. And just pray these words silently to you, to God. Dear God, I admit that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior who gave his life for my sins. I entrust my life to you, Father God. Please come into my life and help me live a life that pleases you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me the opportunity to hear your word tonight. Thank you for having your grace and mercy to allow me to be here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for loving me unconditionally. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family. You are now part of the body of Christ. And we love you unconditionally. If you need help with anything, you can always call NOPNN and pray and get someone to pray with you and for you. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity tonight to minister to you all. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will move on your heart and will lead you to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight, man of God. We bless God for you. We bless the Lord for this word on tonight. It was just unfolded right before our eyes. And I'm telling you, you can truly tell that by spirit, we shifted to that hiding place, to that habitation. And we just thank God for the invitation to come, to be with him in the hiding place. But listen, not only to come there, but to dwell there.
Yeah.
I tell you, this was beautiful. This was so beautiful tonight. It just really, 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 really opened our eyes. The more, I don't know about anybody else, but it really opened our eyes the more. And listen, people of God, as a man of God, said, let's take that challenge. Take the challenge. Let's take the challenge to get up early, to spend time with God early, 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 to pray, read, get up around that 3 o'clock hour. And you know, people of God, that is the hour of Jehovah Shammah. That is the hour when the messenger angel moves in the earth in that 3 o'clock hour. As you said, man of God, you're going to cover those watches. That is certainly something that would really bless the people to really understand the watches of God. And, I mean, he hears us always, but there are just certain times that he moves in the earth. And what, if we can get in that place to know when he moves, it would just make us that more, just that much more fulfilled in him and in the things, the words. But we bless the Lord on tonight. We're going to, listen, let's take that challenge, people of God. Make it a habit. There were so many nuggets that was just dropped tonight, and I was listening at those nuggets and taking those nuggets down. Just so much was said tonight to help us to embrace, to help us to come to that hiding place, to just make us curious even more to get into that place. So much tonight, so much tonight. Like I said, we won't even begin to break off or to break the little nuggets off that came forth on tonight, because we know that we were truly blessed tonight. We were blessed tonight by the word. But we thank the Lord tonight. We bless God for the word on tonight. And tonight we're going to ask our PNN advisor, Minister Ali, if she would come over on the platform. Glory to God, if she would come over on the platform on tonight. And I tell you, this has been just so beautiful. Like I said, it's just been very beautiful. It was illustrative. It was just all just very illustrative and just beautiful, beautiful teaching on tonight. So we thank him. Glory to God. Amen. I believe we see Minister Booker on the line. We're going to release the line to her to speak a blessing over your life tonight. God bless you, Minister Ali.
God bless you. God bless you for the word tonight. God bless you, Minister. And God bless each of you all tonight in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you most of all for the men and women that you have appointed as our leaders, as pastors, as ministers of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank and we praise you for your wisdom, for your love and your kindness. We thank you, Father God, for leading and directing and protecting families. Lord, you are our God. Yes, sir. You are the good shepherd. Father, yes, you are our high priest. You are the great king. Above all, God, you hold in your hand the depths of the earth, the mighty mountain. The sea, God, it belongs to you. The dry land, Father, in the name of Jesus, for you made it. Your hand formed the dry land, too. Today we bow down and worship you. We kneel before you, Father, and acknowledge. We acknowledge you as our maker. Oh, Jesus, you are our King. Mighty God. You are our God. Hey.
Yes.
And we are the people that you watch over. And you keep under your care, Father, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, Father of all creation, your words say, those who fear you and delight in obeying your commandments will be joyful.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you promise that their children, my God, will be successful. Hey, mighty God, we declare that the descendants of the leaders in the name of Jesus are mighty on earth and blessed because they are. They are, God, the generation of God, the people. We confess. We confess that our leaders, pastors, in our home, Father, in the name of Jesus, throughout the world, will
Lord.
Be wealthy. And their children, their good deeds will last forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
We declare and decree that their peace is theirs. We declare, oh glory, that our leader family will experience the kingdom of the Almighty God. Heal
us
in the name of Jesus. It because your word declares, and so do I. This night, God, this night in the life of the messenger and his family, in the name of Jesus, and all of those that would take heed to the word that was spoken tonight, that they are leaders in their own right. They are leaders in their own right, in the name of Jesus, and that we all can take up our cross and follow after you, the good shepherd. Hey, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, the rock of our salvation, our sustainer, our keeper, and our protector. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I do declare and decree on this night that your blessing overtaken him and his family, Minister Bradley, and all those, God, that follow after your truth, your wisdom, your knowledge, and righteousness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because it's by your word that it cannot return unto you void, but it must prosper and perform for you sent it. In the name of Jesus. And we cover tonight this messenger. In the name of Jesus. That no weapon formed against him is going to prosper. And wherever he spreads, whenever God he thread his feet is blessed. And whatever his hands touches is blessed. In the name of Jesus, we declare decree on this night, his ministry, his home, his job is blessed. His mind is blessed. God, his vision is blessed. Everything about him is blessed. And God, that your glory, your glory rests upon him from this night and forevermore. In your son Jesus' name, we declare and decree this night, let your blood cover now. Let your blood cover now, even now behind the cross. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and the rock of our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Bless your name,
amen.
Father.
Amen.
Bless your name. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Glory
you.
Be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. And so it is. Glory to God in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. We just want to let you know, people of God, that you can certainly get a copy of this broadcast. You can get a copy, as we always let you know, it's absolutely free. First number that you can dial on, the first number that you can text on tonight, just text us and we'll get it to you. The first number you can text is 229-529-0914, 229-529-0914. The second number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-527-3918. For our international listeners, you can reach out to us on WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Our listeners on Facebook, you can certainly go out and listen on our PNN page or our ReArt 52 prayer group. You can listen there, and certainly you can like and pass it on via Messenger. Please, ma'am, please, sir, do so. Tag someone that someone else can listen to the broadcast. And then if you're not on Facebook, don't forget you can actually go out to the web and Google Prayer News Network, and you will be able to see our broadcast there as well as podcast. podcast. So these are the many ways that you can certainly get this word, pass it along. Please, ma'am, please, sir. And for those of you that are listening, those of you that are passing it on, we just want to thank you. Thank you so much. Glory to God, because truly this word is getting out, and we thank God for it, and thank you for your help to get this word out. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to turn it back over to our speaker for final words on tonight. As we stated, so many nuggets dropped tonight, and we bless God for each and every one of them. And we just listen. We're going to take the challenge. Man of God, if you want to reiterate that challenge for the people before you bless the line tonight, that would be great. Thank God for you, and we're releasing the platform to you now. God bless you.
God, yeah, I would once again stress, I take that challenge. I dare you to take that challenge. Spend that time with God early in the morning. Get in his word. Dwell in that secret place. Make it a habit. Make it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Start out very, very small. You can start out with, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but make it a habit. Go in there and say, Lord, and, begin to pray and ask God, ask the Holy Spirit, where will he have you? Open up your Bible and just begin to read. Open up your Bible and begin to read. If you want to start somewhere, I would strongly suggest you can start in the Gospels, but wherever the Holy Spirit leads you. The Gospel starts with Matthew. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the four Gospels. If the Holy Spirit leads you somewhere else, go wherever the Spirit of God leads you, and then begin to read and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, and he will begin to teach you. And if you're going through something right now, I want you to just, when you go into that room, just pray and ask the Lord to help you get through that situation. And I just praise God for you being here tonight. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you. I pray that the Lord will comfort you. I pray that the Lord will bring to you a peace that surpasses all understanding. My prayer is that the Lord will keep you and your family, at your job, at your homes. I pray that the Lord will give you wisdom in all the affairs of life and learn and understand and grow in his word, that he may continually bless you and your generational families. I thank you for tuning in to minister to you tonight, and I pray that you will take this word, go back, and work the word, and make this word a reality in your life. I give you all the praise and glory and honor, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. People of God, that does conclude tonight's broadcast. We do want to ask you to come back again on tomorrow night. Truly, there is a word from the Lord. And people of God, the Lord is building. The scripture says, except the Lord builds the house. Yes, sir. They that labor in vain. And this is the word of God that's building us, cleansing us, purifying us, causing us to stand upright and be established in the earth. So please, ma'am, please, sir, invite someone to come to the PNN. Invite. We're trying to get this word out. Glory to God. We don't know who God wants to reach, and it may be through you that the Lord reaches someone. So again, invite someone to come. God bless you tonight. We look to see you, to hear you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each and every one of you, and we will see you on tomorrow night. God bless you.
God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you.
Goodbye.